Thank you very much. I think the example of a sort of community created and driven cooperative solution expands the possibilities, and hopefully for all of those public officials in the room, gives the prospect of some relief that they're not all on their own in finding solutions here. We have a few minutes before the close, so begging the indulgence, I think the best again is to first turn to the floor and see if there's any questions coming from there before I go to other elements. Quieter this time. Okay, now I can go to my guided questions list. We are prepared. Coming up, one of the things that I think, at least for me, that resonates, and I promise I'm not just picking my favorite questions here, I'm starting at the beginning, but the concept of adequate housing coming from international law, including affordability as one element, but then including the other aspects that I think have come up in a number of the presentations. The question of the location of housing being critical, the question of habitability, which has been raised in the context of regeneration quite a lot, and then the question of the tenure types and options, for example, cooperative as a kind of hybrid tenure form. All of these elements come through. We, for example, in Habitat at the moment, are one of the things amongst many that we're discussing is trying to look at indicators of affordability, as the professor from Milan mentioned, looking at affordability as 30%, I guess, of net income. So we're looking at disposable income going on housing cost. We're looking at the element of incorporating utility costs and transport costs in there to try and bring in elements of location and other associated costs. But the question that is there is how to look at policies and interventions targeting and affordability, which very often do look at simple numbers, and how to make sure that these other elements of the adequacy of housing comes in, so that we aren't just looking at saying, well, I've got enough affordable houses because there's an affordable one 20 kilometers away with no roof and no water. How do we get the policy response that brings in these other elements? Can I invite any of the panelists who would like to have a go at that? Anybody? Or have I made the conversation too complicated? How do we move beyond purely money and look at the other aspects of adequacy in housing?
If I may, just
please.